This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, January 9th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and service through a collective voice.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas leads a roundtable discussing the biggest legislative issues of 2013. Plus, Crowder College prepares to celebrate the grand opening of its new Jane, Missouri campus.
Also, Carroll County revisits the creation of a rural public water supply. The Literacy Council of Benton County organizes its annual Scrabble Wars fundraiser and more.
But first, the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks has issued a code red alert for all blood types, meaning that blood supply levels are critically low. Chris Pilgrim is the marketing manager of the organization.
That's an emergency appeal. We like to tell the public about our blood stores by giving them the stoplight system. And when conditions are good and we've got at least a 3-day supply, we are code green. If a certain type drops below a 2-day supply, we'll call a code yellow. A code red is a whole different deal, though, and we have issued a code red emergency appeal. We've got less than a 1-day supply of virtually every type of blood. So we're calling on all donors to Community Blood Center of the Ozarks to give for area patients and to give sooner rather than later.
We'll learn more about why blood supplies are so low and what you can do to help in a few minutes on Ozarks.
Congressional leaders say a vote on the farm bill could come before they recess for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas says conferees are expected to meet today and tomorrow to hash out details for the final bill because there are still disagreements.
You've got a few regulatory issues. You've got perhaps a few commodity issues. So a little bit of everything scattered about, but I don't think it's anything that all of us don't feel like that we can't overcome. And the reality is, you know, if you have an issue that you just simply can't agree on, the last stage is just to vote.
Analysts say the farm bill, when passed, could generate more than $20 billion in savings over 10 years.
The first television ad for the state's 2014 gubernatorial contest began airing this week. It features an endorsement by Governor Mike Beebe.
No one is more independent than Mike. So please join me in supporting Mike Ross for governor.
Roby Brock from Talk Business Arkansas says Beebe's appearance in the ad is a good thing for Ross.
Well, if there was any doubt that Mike Ross, the Democratic candidate for governor, was going to try to hitch his wagon to a popular governor, Mike Beebe, this first TV commercial of the 2014 gubernatorial campaign should clear up any confusion. Beebe is prominent in announcing his endorsement of Ross in this first TV ad. And with Beebe's popularity among Democrats, among independents, and even among Republicans, this is a strong ad for Mike Ross.
The ad should run for several weeks. Ross is the only Democrat seeking the nomination, while Curtis Coleman, Asa Hutchinson, and Deborah Hobbs are seeking the Republican nomination.
The University of Arkansas in Fayetteville continues to receive favorable rankings from U.S. News and World Reports. 4 online U of A degree programs were ranked on the publication's Best Online Programs ranking that was released yesterday. The Master of Science in Engineering degree was ranked 23rd of 55 online graduate engineering programs, up 2 places from last year. The engineering degree was also ranked 18th among public universities on the list. Meanwhile, other online programs at the College of Education and Health Professions were included on the U.S. News ranking for the first time. The online graduate education programs were ranked 42 of 166 ranked programs and ranked 34 among public institutions. And the Master of Science in Nursing degree was ranked 71st of 96 online graduate nursing programs and 48th among public universities. Also, the oldest online degree offered by the college, a bachelor's degree in human resource and workforce development education, placed 56th of 207 on the list of best online bachelor's degree programs, or 32nd among public institutions. John Brown University was also included in the publication's top 100 online degree programs. The college's online bachelor's degree program, which offers degrees in business administration and liberal arts, was tied with 2 other universities at number 77 on the list.
A potential acquisition of the Siloam Springs-based Allens Incorporated is one step closer to reality after a bankruptcy court approved the deal earlier this week. According to the City Wire, bankruptcy judge Ben Berry approved the $148 million stalking horse bid for the Allens canning operation by New York-based Seneca Foods. The court approval clears the way for an asset purchase agreement through which Seneca Foods intends to acquire much of the canning operation in a court-supervised process, according to the U.S. Bankruptcy Code. With the asset purchase agreement in place, an auction will be held to achieve the highest or best offer for Allen's assets. The bankruptcy court also set deadlines and procedures for the bidding process, leaving interested parties until January 27th to submit qualified bids to acquire assets. If qualified bids are received in addition to Seneca's stalking horse bid, an auction will be held on February 3rd.
Little Rock-based Axiom yesterday announced a round of layoffs that will trim the data marketing firm's workforce by roughly 50 workers. According to Talk Business Arkansas, some of those trimmed positions are in middle management, though less than half of the layoffs will be in Arkansas. The layoffs were previously hinted at in the company's last earnings report in November, when company officials referred to an initiative to increase efficiencies and further improve performance across the company. As part of the company's larger restructuring program, a smaller number of upper management personnel were let go last year, and more job cuts may be on the horizon before the end of March, when the company's fiscal year ends. Actions associated with the restructuring program are expected to be complete.
Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight and lows around 36 degrees. Tomorrow, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 3 p.m. and highs in the mid-50s. Tomorrow night, expect partly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers before midnight and lows around 32 degrees.